SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
15-year-old British teenager Christophorus Nicolaou passed away in March 2022. His mother, Areti, still struggles with the loss.
He's there. I can't see him, but he's always here.
The teen's parents say that after his death, they examined his phone and computer and discovered evidence they believe showed he had been manipulated online over several weeks through dangerous internet challenges and threats linked to online platforms and gaming spaces. The family are among a group of bereaved parents who have gathered outside 10 Downing Street in London, carrying framed photographs of children whose deaths they say were linked to online harms, including cyberbullying, coercion, harmful online challenges, and exploitation.
Christopher was voice and life in this house. Only we know how we live in this house. But again, we're here to now save other kids' lives and try to stop other parents crying.
The UK already introduced the Online Safety Act in October 2023, requiring platforms to remove illegal content and strengthen protections for children. But Christophorus's father, George Nicolaou, says the families want Britain to go much further and introduce a legal social media age ban for under-16s.
We're having a chat with the Prime Minister and we're telling him, listen, enough is enough. We don't want no more lives lost. And we've got to save our children. So by banning social media, then this means that we are at least minimizing the dangers that can foresee happen. Just like the way I lost my son, Christopher, and all the other parents that have lost their son and daughters.
The government has come under pressure from others too to take stronger action. The Academy of Medical Royal Colleges represents 23 medical bodies across the UK and Ireland. In submissions to the government's consultation on potential changes to the Act, they've warned that excessive exposure to social media and online content is contributing to worsening mental and physical health among children and teenagers. They say doctors report regularly seeing cases linked to online violence, self-harm material, eating disorder content, dangerous internet challenges, and sleep deprivation. There's been internal pressure too from Health Secretary Wes Streeting, who recently resigned, saying he had lost confidence in Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He's publicly backed calls for a ban on social media for under-16s.
That's certainly what I and others are calling for. I think the evidence is now overwhelming. The precautionary principles apply, and I think it's something that will be welcomed not just by parents, by teachers, but also young people themselves who know they're in the Wild West and need someone to get them out of it.
If Britain follows that route, it would join Australia, who passed legislation in November 2024 banning children under 16 from holding social media accounts. France also introduced rules in 2023 requiring parental consent for children under 15 to create social media accounts, while Norway and Spain have also announced plans to ban social media for children under the age of 16. Other countries, including the Netherlands, Italy and Chile, have tightened restrictions on smartphone use inside schools. FDM CCS Inside Tech analyst Ben Hatton says smartphones themselves are now deeply integrated into everyday life for teenagers, making them hard to discard.
Smartphones are so embedded into modern life for teenagers and kids as much as you and I and every other adult. And, you know, if you look at things like payments and using maps and getting around, these are things that you would need a smartphone for. You can't just move to a feature phone where you can still communicate, but a lot of those importance or functions for life are lost. And that is why there's a real challenge with banning smartphones for young consumers, because they do still need them to a large degree, even just in terms of getting to and from school or other aspects.
The UK government's consultation on tougher online safety measures closed on the 26th of May. Ministers are now expected to decide in the coming weeks whether Britain introduces a full social media age ban, stricter age verification rules, or wider restrictions on how technology platforms recommend and distribute content to children. Ben Hutton says the government should avoid introducing a blanket ban, arguing it could risk pushing children towards less regulated online spaces.
A blanket social media ban just very simply prevents anyone under the age of, let's say, 16 from using social media. The challenges with that is it may push them towards more dangerous, less regulated sites. With restrictions, the idea is that you can phase the amount of usage or limit the usage that users can take. So you can offer a blanket ban for under 13s whilst restricting the access that under 16s or under 18s may get towards some of the more harmful content while allowing them the ability to search through these platforms and use these platforms as they wish.
The Prime Minister has not unveiled the details of what the government intends to do, but he says tougher action can be expected.
The question now is not whether we do something. We are going to act. I'm absolutely clear that this needs to be something where there's a game changer. So we will be acting. The question is only what we do, and that will be coming very quickly.
Deborah Gruick, SBS News.
Reconciliation lives in the everyday. It comes to life through actions, from how we show up for each other and in the choices we make. It takes all of us working together.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in too.
Join us this National Reconciliation Week from the 27th of May to the 3rd of June. And let's all be all in for reconciliation. Visit reconciliation.org.au to find out more. Authorised by Reconciliation Australia Limited, Sydney.